Okay, well, so how are you? Thank you for bearing with me the last couple of days. And let's start off the next inyan, where he talks some further about Minhagim and Tefillah. This is a little more of a general topic. Okay, the general topic that he talks about here is a second here. Let's say I used one that was a little bit of a different print than the one I have here. So I'm going to confuse them. Just 1 second. Okay. So he says like this. Oh man, I totally skipped an out of order. I prepared something out of order. I didn't realize. Okay. He says the following. Hadin leilech achar haroiv. Ve'ein l'shanais miminhagam. So here's the Vilna Gaon. Two things are very important. If you follow all the Gra minhagim, you'll realize that the minhagi are Gra are quite different than the standard minhagim in the Welt. Whether it's in tefillah, that his minhag was that Ashkenazim also don't say the bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Whether it's you don't say Baruch Hashem Ba'olam, whether it's the Shir Shel Yoyim and Yom Tov, a lot of different shinuyim in the Nusach HaGra in Tefillah and in other areas, right? There's a lot of different things. So, what happens when you're faced with a Talmid of the Gra that finds himself in a shul of people of non-Talmidei HaGra? So, how strict should he be in following the Minhagei HaGra? And he said, okay, it's a nice shiloh, whatever. Why is this so negiah to the Gra? It's very negiah to the Gra because his Talmidim were faced with this shiloh every single day. Why? Because his Talmidim are the ones that went to Eretz Yisrael. At the time that Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael, the only real strong kehillah in Eretz Yisrael was Sfaradim. So when most of the shuls and most of the kehillas in Eretz Yisrael was Sfaradim, as a matter of fact, there was a time when the Ashkenazim were banned completely from the whole city. They could not live there. The Ashkenazim were banned, which is the makor for the lavush of the Yerushalmis. What's the lavush of the Yerushalmis? They wear the gold coats with the blue lines. Why did they wear that? Because that was the Sephardi kaftan that was worn, and they dressed up like Sfaradim to get into the city. They would dress up like Sfaradim to get into the city so they would be allowed to daven with the Sfaradim. Otherwise, they were banished completely. There's a shul in the old city called like the Four Minhagim shul or something like that. And it has a lot to do with this history, a lot older than what I'm talking. But Akoponim, so the Talmidim that grow are faced with this challenge all the time. What should we do? What should we do when What should we do when? Where's Shlomi? You want to tell Shlomi to come?
Who's going?
Garvin,
He doesn't usually come in person.
nobody's here. He's in the back of his room.
Well, I
And by the way, and get yourself a cup. I'm sorry.
Make it two cups.
Okay, so
and two drinks.
So so the Tamina grow are faced with this issue. Seder, right? They were faced with this issue. What should they do? So what does the Gra tell them? He tells them the following. And in the Hakdamah to the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, that's written by the Sefer Pe'ulah HaSocher, which is one of the Talmidei HaGra, he says that the Gra was never makpid that people should follow his minhagim all the time. He would teach them the Torah, this is what I do, this is the sugya, this is the way it comes out. And he would encourage them, you're a Talmid, do, but don't, you know, he never pushed that. But the, what?
You don't have to stick any people's heads.
Yeah, but he says like this: A tefillah v'anuschois v'ha'hanhogois hadin leilech achar haroiv. You're in a place, you do what the roiv. Ve'ein l'shana is miminhagam, and don't change the minig. Two reasons: Aleph, it's halacha. Mishum lis is going to do. It's halacha. Lis is going to do. You're not supposed to change the minig. You should do the roiv. Beis mipir la minig. Nasapirid Lavavis. Beautiful. If you're going to start standing up on your own and not doing like the Rav, you're going to end up not just in the minug, following your own minug, you're going to end up in the whole concept of the tzibur, breaking off from the tzibur.
Amen.
Okay? And you're going to end up having a disdain towards the tzibur. So, mipure aminag nasa pure lavavis. V'chein tzivol etalmido, Rabbi Yankif minavardok. Rabbi Yankif minavardok, l'hispalok fi minag b'zakneses, v'shi'iyav shalad b'ifanacher, v'ich shi'iyav rak ha'kol Hashem Shemayim. This, you follow your minag to make the covenant of Kiddush Hashem. If you're following a different minag is not going to create a Kiddush Hashem, then don't do it. Right? So, therefore, when you're in a place of the Rav, you follow the Rav. This is the first piece that he says over here. You're always supposed to follow the Rav. No citing?
I mean, it's a passage.
Okay.
Different edition.
Okay. So the and this is very important, like I said, that even if you're following you're in a Sephardi place, you follow the Sephardim, and that was the idea.
This is a different tefillah.
The what about tefillah b'lachash? So the halacha is, and the Netziv writes this, I'm assuming it's the, you know, that, you know, the fact that they're saying that there's always this goy to do in Minhagim is a problem, is a chiddush, fine, but the in the Sefer Tzas HaShulchan it brings down. B'nei Adam Yechidim Ashkenazim, K'rim Shem Espalim, B'is HaKnesses, Nisfardim, B'chein Lehepech, Osu Lam Lashanes, V'nusach HaTzibur. Da'ava Kebezdin Echad B'irachas, Plug mark Rishamai Pagan and Church and Hir the Gam Bishino I told them in Hagim, Shaykh Israel is going to do, Bahim Shayas Chu Sal Khoshloim of the Spal Boys of Knesset, Zeka Vadi the Shaykh Bilus is going to do, Bahim near the Mutarm, but a little his spal came in Hagim, Akhbar Jinatsu, Libby Makmish and Spal Munosagacher. Okay? Now the Netziv said that that's only about the things that are allowed, but the quiet things, Nusach Shmasi, you say your own minute.
Oh. Unless you're okay. The shots.
Yeah, obviously.
And you're me.
Okay.
Now, when you're in the shack and you're downing the field of laughter.
Yeah, so what's the point of davening? The question was, if you're a shliach tzibur in your own personal shemnesi, what do you do? So, right, so there's a... I'll take care of it. Just thank you very much. Thanks. So the I think that the raw of the poiskim is you dive in the nusach you're going to say over. Okay, so that's what he says, and then the gra, then in the kasserosh he adds in the next place he says dinei admor hagra zatzal, the dvarim shem yoyser befarhesia, things which he knew were more farhesia dirk, v'yesh machloikis hapoiskim bazeh, and there's machloikis amongst the poiskim, kigoyin livtsoya shtei chalas. The Goyin's minute was that you cut both chalas. His minute also was that on Pesach, you had two matzahs, not three matzahs. You had two matzahs, not three matzahs.
Is that the same? It's like doing like cutting two chalas, even really going to margish that?
Well,
make a difference to anybody?
So he's saying that that could get under people's skin.
Because there are a lot of people.
What?
I mean, you can blow it up pretty easily. There's a lot of people who are just getting it going. They cut each one separately. Anyone can cut both.
Now, the mice is up here, the Zohar, because it says it comes out, if you do that, then you end up using six challahs, six divided by two, 12. So you end up having 12 challahs over Shabbos.
Divided by two?
You had three suddas.
Yeah.
Lacha Mishnah by each suddas. So you had six chalas.
Right.
You cut both in half. So you had 12 chalas. What's the Indian of 12 chalas?
Isn't that when we do the braids?
What?
Not when we do the braids? 12 braids or something, people?
It's a pizza. I don't know exactly the idea. Now, It's a sugya in Shabbos. It's a complicated sugya, but the point is, the Gra had a different shita. The Gra said, it's not necessarily up to the Zohar, because the Gra held that even if you would have a lot of challahs, you would cut all of it. Let's say you had four or five challahs, you would cut all of them. So it's obviously not necessarily just for that Indian. It was another Indian. So it was the Kovach Shabbos. I don't know, some say the Kovach Shabbos, whatever the pshat is. But it's a public thing. You're not doing what the normal thing is to do. So he says like this. He says, if you can't, even though the Gra held, the minute I'm saying, I'm not going to make it up. It's a shita in the Gemara. It's a clear shita in the Gemara. I don't make it up. But since it's not the minute to follow that shita, so Mimela, it's not the minute to follow that shita. And, you know, it's a Be'ine Ha'am. It's a Dabar Tamuha. So the halacha is that the preference would be to Bitsina, not do it. And that was the girl that she tossed on. Bitsina, do it, not preference, I'm sorry. Only do it when no one's when it's not going to make a ruckus. And not when it's going to make machlekes. It's going to make machlekes, you're not doing it. So here you see a hashkafa piece that, you know, the Gra is saying, that the Gra is saying, in makom machlekes, it's better to shy away from these things. Okay.
Isn't it going to be a palatium and a meme?